This is Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking.
Well, you know, summer's just around the corner. Hard to think so, isn't it? It's been one of those interesting winters. But we've got to get our skin ready for summer. And I thought we'd get Melinda Eyre on the line today, our beauty editor. Melinda, what are some things that we should be looking out for as we immerse from the winter cold into the summer heat?
Yes, exactly. If we haven't really been looking after our skin through winter, we might find, as you know, clothes are getting more revealing, that our skin's very pale and perhaps a little dull. So, look, the key things really in the lead up to summer, which is right now, is exfoliation. So you want to get out some body exfoliators, some facial exfoliators, maybe with fruit enzymes, and really get that dead skin off and get your skin glowing.
Can I ask you, when you talk about dead skin,
yeah.
Are we talking like a lot of skin here, like, or is it only because if you have a shower every day, does that get rid of a lot of it or no?
Yeah, it does. Probably as you get older, that process of the skin cells shedding is slower, and you know, sometimes just giving it a kick along can reveal that new skin faster rather than waiting for the whole cycle of 28 days or so.
So
it's a good way to just refresh your skin, but definitely, you know, you don't want to over exfoliate. You know, you just want to do it once a week. But, you know, if you give yourself a good, with a nice shower gel and a flannel, that can be enough sometimes to get that dead skin off. But definitely if you're going to get a tan, you want to really exfoliate and get it all smooth and even. So that's the main things. And, you know, it's kind of beauty change over time. You don't need probably creamy cleansers and heavy moisturisers. The air's not as dry, but you need to start looking at your SPF. You know, does your foundation or moisturiser have an SPF in it? If it doesn't, you might want to get one, because as the UV index goes up, you know, over 3, really, you really need to protect your skin now.
Sure. And then when we're looking at the guys, I mean, you know, what happens when we're at the beach? What should we be doing? Because, you know, we've got to make sure we're wearing sunscreen, but, you know, the boys are a bit more exposed than the girls.
They are. You know, one thing boys might want to think about is hair. You know, if they've got hair all over their body, they might want to sort of look at a bit of hair removal. Hair on the chest is good. Maybe hair on the back's not so good.
No. And look, you know what? A lot of guys have a real issue with that. It's a really embarrassing thing
it
for
is.
Them.
Yes.
So look, what are some ways that we can, well, eradicate that problem?
Look, the best things for things like those big areas of hair are laser or IPL, so you can go in and have some sessions and get rid of it. Waxing is really painful, and for such a big area, it's good to go to your GP and just get your skin checked first, because some of these therapists that do laser and so forth, they may not be a doctor, they may not pick up on things.
Yeah.
And it's really good to get your skin checked before you go in and do those sort of procedures as well. And just so they don't get worse over the summer. So definitely go and see your GP. And they can even recommend, you know, certain specialists to help you with, you know, either hair removal, skin treatments. They can recommend people to you.
And with all the information out about UV and stuff, like, why do people still go to the beach and they just lie there?
I don't understand why people now don't protect themselves. It's just essential.
It
because
is.
Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world, but also, you know, if you want to worry about how you look, 80 to 90% of ageing is caused by sun damage. So, you know, put a hat on. There's plenty of cool ones now. There's no excuse.
No. And if you're a parent, here's a little fact for you. We did an interview last week. Most skin damage is done in your life between the ages of 0 and 18. And after that, it's pretty much the course has been set. So, you know, take control now if you've got little kids and really, really enforce it, because, you know, melanoma is a serious, serious thing and it's growing.
Very true.
Well, Melinda, thank you very much for joining us today on the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And look, very, very insightful. And we're talking today about preparing your skin for summer. So I reckon go along and get your skin checked by your GP and then maybe go to a specialist and then start doing a bit of exfoliation and enjoy the summer and don't get out there in too much of the heat.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.